With me on the phone is Mitra Sharafi. She's an assistant professor at the UW Law School. And there's a symposium tomorrow. And the symposium is on the December 2012 Delhi gang rape case and the death of the 24-year-old young woman, Nirvana. So I'd like to welcome Mitra Sharafi. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad to have you on, and I want folks to know about this symposium. I think it's important. Can you talk about why this is being held and the big issues that you folks want to discuss? And there's going to be an expert panel. Can you tell us about the symposium?
Of course. Well, the reason we thought this was important in the first place is simply to pay our respects to the memory of the victims of this terrible crime. But as much as this particular case is horrifying and shocking to the world, it is unfortunately not unique. There are other similar cases, and outrage over this situation has led to a movement in India and abroad internationally for reform not only of institutions that have been failing to really uphold their part of the bargain, namely the police and the courts in India, but also it's been a movement to change social values pertaining to gender. So we're going to talk about the kind of institutional response to this case. There was a big report called the Verma Report, which was produced about a month after the case. We're going to talk about a law that is admitted, a new law that's been passed in India, which incorporates some of the Verma Report findings and recommendations, but unfortunately not all of them. And equally, we're going to be talking about the social movement, the social response, the social expressions of outrage and calls for reforms to the case. So both how the media has covered this in India and globally, and also sort of what's been happening in the blogosphere. India has a very vibrant sense of discourse and dialogue and civil society, and so there's been a lot of very interesting discussions about this case, very impassioned discussions on the blogosphere. So we'll be talking about all of that. Our speakers, our main speaker is Sylvia Vatuck, who is a social anthropologist from the University of Illinois at Chicago, and she will be leading the discussion. Other speakers will include my colleagues at UW, Sana Iyer, who's a historian of South Asia, modern South Asia, and from Delhi herself, and my colleague, Lalita Duparam, who's our associate director of the Center for South Asia. And both of them are actually in Delhi over the Christmas holidays, and so experienced the reaction to the case firsthand.
Say more about the media coverage in India. How has it been covered there?
Well, of course, there's a huge kind of diversity in responses. I mean, there have been leading conservative politicians who have made unfortunate comments about the case. The lawyer representing one of the defendants made a very kind of explosive comment where he said, you know, that he's never heard of a respectable woman being raped, so instead blaming the victim for it. And so there have been those who have kind of echoed those types of sentiments. But equally, and I would hope that more strongly, there's been a huge response in favor of changing institutional treatment of rape cases in India, huge calls for reform, like I said, particularly in police culture, but equally reform of the courts. There's a huge problem in India with delay in the courts. There's a very vibrant kind of civil society in India, and so a lot of women's rights NGOs contributed to send feedback to the people writing the Verma report, and I think their feedback was very much taken on board. So the media has been divided in India, but I would say, well, from what I've seen, there's been a larger response in support of reform and expressing outrage over the case.
So tell us where this symposium is going to be and what time it's tomorrow.
Yeah, so the symposium is going to be taking place in room 206 of Ingram Hall, which is on the UW campus. It'll start at 12 noon, and it will run until 1 p.m. And like I said, it will be featuring Sylvia Vatak, as well as Professor Sana Iyer and Dr. Lalita Duperon. But the idea is really to open a discussion amongst members of the UW and medicine community. So we hope that people will come along and give us their contribution.
And to talk about the rape and death of victims in these cases. So it's an important issue. And again, it is tomorrow. Hey, I'm glad we could talk. I'm speaking with Mitra Sharafi, an assistant professor at the UW Law School. We just had a little bit of time, but we wanted to make sure that you folks knew about the symposium and that we were going to also have a distinguished panel here tomorrow in Madison. So thank you very much.